UN and World Economic Forum behind global war on farmers, experts. The escalating regulatory attack on agricultural producers from Holland and the United States to Sri Lanka and beyond is closely tied to the United Nations Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goals and the UN's partners at the World Economic Forum, numerous experts told the Epoch Times. Indeed, several of the UN's 17 Sustainable Development Goals are directly implicated in policies that are squeezing farmers, ranchers, and food supplies around the world. High-level Chinese Communist Party members within the UN system helped create the SDGs and are currently helping lead the UN's implementation of the global plan, the Epoch Times has previously documented. If left unchecked, multiple experts said the UN-backed sustainability policies on agriculture and food production would lead to economic devastation, shortages of critical goods, widespread famine, and a dramatic loss of individual freedoms. Already, millions of people worldwide are facing dangerous food shortages, and officials around the world say those are set to get worse as the year goes on. There is an agenda behind it all, experts told the Epoch Times. Even private land ownership is in the crosshairs as global food production and the world economy are transformed to meet the global sustainability goals, UN documents reviewed by the Epoch Times show. As explained by the UN on its SDG website, the goals adopted in 2015 build on decades of work by countries and the UN. One of the earliest meetings defining the sustainability agenda was the UN Conference on Human Settlements known as Habitat I, which adopted the Vancouver Declaration. The agreement argued that land cannot be treated as an ordinary asset controlled by individuals and that private land ownership is a principal instrument of accumulation and concentration of wealth, therefore contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is therefore indispensable, the UN declaration said, a prelude to the World Economic Forum's now infamous prediction that by 2030 you'll own nothing. Numerous UN agencies and officials have outlined their vision of sustainability since then, including calls for drastic restrictions on energy, meat consumption, travel, living space, and material prosperity. According to experts interviewed by the Epoch Times, some of the world's wealthiest and most powerful corporate leaders are working with communists in China and elsewhere in the effort to centralize control over food production and crush independent farmers and ranchers. The WEF, a network of major multinational businesses that collaborates closely with the CCP, is a strategic partner of the UN on Agenda 2030. The increasing regulation of food production and even efforts to shut down many farms and ranches come as officials around the world, such as U.S. President Joe Biden and UN World Food Programme Chief David Beasley, warn of looming food shortages worldwide. But instead of easing restrictions and encouraging more production, Western governments and many governments dependent on aid are clamping down even harder. Dutch farmers, already at breaking point, responded this summer with massive nationwide protests. That followed violent unrest in Sri Lanka tied to food shortages caused by government policy. Various pretexts have been cited by governments and international organizations for the controversial policies, ranging from increasing sustainability and protecting various flora and fauna to promoting economic justice and even returning lands to Aboriginal peoples. According to critics of the policies, though, the goal is not to preserve the environment or fight climate change at all. Instead, the experts warned that the sustainability narrative and the other justifications are a tool to gain control over food, agriculture, and people. The end goal of these efforts is to reduce sovereignty on both individual nations and people, explained President Craig Rucker with the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, a public policy organization specializing in environmental and development issues. The intent for those pushing this agenda is not to save the planet, as they purport, but to increase control over people, continued Rucker in an interview with the Epoch Times, adding that the goal is to centralize power at the national and even international level. UN Sustainable Development Goals, Agenda 2030. The UN Sustainable Development Goals, often referred to as Agenda 2030, were adopted in 2015 by the UN and its member states as a guide to transforming our world. hailed as a master plan for humanity and a global declaration of interdependence by top UN officials, the 17 goals include 169 targets involving every facet of the economy and life. All countries and all stakeholders, acting in collaborative partnership, will implement this plan, declares the preamble to the document, repeatedly noting that no one will be left behind. Among other elements, the UN plan calls for national and international wealth redistribution in Goal 10, as well as fundamental changes in the way that our societies produce and consume goods and services. Using government to transform all economic activity is a critical part of the SDGs, with Goal 12 demanding sustainable consumption and production patterns. Among the specific targets outlined in Goal 12 are several directly linked to agricultural policies undermining food production. These include sustainable management and efficient use of natural resources. Perhaps more importantly, the document demands environmentally sound management of chemicals and all wastes throughout their life cycle, in accordance with agreed international frameworks. As part of that, people and especially farmers must significantly reduce their release to air, water, and soil in order to minimize their adverse impacts on human health and the environment. Other UN SDGs that are directly tied to what critics have called the war on farmers include Goal 14, which addresses marine pollution of all kinds, in particular from land-based activities, including nutrient pollution. The UN regularly describes agriculture and food production as a threat to the ocean. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization, currently led by former CCP Vice Minister of Agriculture and Rural Affairs Chu Dongyu, is helping to lead the charge. In its 2014 report Building a Common Vision for Sustainable Food and Agriculture, Principles and Approaches, the controversial UN agency calls for drastic restrictions on the use of fertilizers, pesticides, emissions, and water in the agricultural sector. As an example of how agriculture must be reformed to be considered sustainable by the UN, the FAO report declares that excessive use of nitrogen fertilizer is a major cause of water pollution and greenhouse gas emissions. The Rome-based UN FAO did not respond to a request for comment. Another one of the 17 SDGs with a direct impact on agriculture and food production is Goal 2 with its calls for sustainable agriculture and sustainable food production. Goal 6, meanwhile, calls for sustainable management of water, which includes various targets involving agricultural water use and runoff. Because UN leaders see agriculture and food production as key contributors to alleged man-made climate change, Goal 13 is important, too. It calls for governments to integrate climate change measures into national policies, strategies, and planning. Goal 15, which deals with sustainable use of terrestrial ecosystems, also has multiple targets that impact agriculture and food production. All over the world, national and regional governments are working with UN agencies to implement these sustainability goals in agriculture and other sectors. For instance, responding to UN biodiversity agreements, the European Union has enacted various UN-backed biodiversity programs such as Natura 2000 and the EU Biodiversity Strategy for 2030 that have been cited by the Dutch government and others in their agricultural policies. The UN also boasts publicly about its role in imposing the SDGs in Sri Lanka and other nations suffering from food shortages and economic calamities linked to the very same global sustainability programs. Around the world, almost every national government says it is incorporating the UN SDGs into its own laws and regulations. World Economic Forum, Partners in Crime. Alongside the UN are various so-called stakeholders that are critical to implementing the sustainable development policies through so-called public-private partnerships. At the heart of that effort is the increasingly controversial World Economic Forum, which since 2020 has been pushing a total transformation of society known as the Great Reset. In 2019, the WEF signed a strategic partnership with the UN to advance Agenda 2030 within the global business community. The official agreement defined areas of cooperation to deepen institutional engagement and jointly accelerate the implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Many of the key officials behind Agenda 2030, including top UN leaders such as current UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, a self-proclaimed socialist, have also been working with the WEF for decades. And the WEF has been explicit with its goals. It recently launched a Food Action Alliance that admits on its website that UN Agenda 2030 informs the ambition of the FAA to provide an enduring and long-term platform for multi-stakeholder action on food systems to meet the SDGs. Alongside the UN's Food Systems Summit in September 2021, the WEF's FAA released a report outlining its own leadership agenda for multi-stakeholder collaboration to transform food systems. Among other elements, the document summarizes the FAA's insights on supporting transformative food system partnerships and its value proposition beyond the UN Food Systems Summit 2021 towards achieving the Union's Sustainable Development Goals. The WEF's public concern with transforming agriculture and the food supply goes back over a decade, at least. In partnership with various companies, the WEF released a 2010 report outlining a new vision for agriculture that included a roadmap for stakeholders. Many of the world's largest food companies that dominate the market and own countless popular brands are involved. The WEF's website is packed with information purporting to justify a total transformation of the food supply by stakeholders. As global food systems become increasingly interconnected, effective coordination among a diverse set of stakeholders will be required, WEF says on its strategic intelligence platform, frequently citing the FAO as its source. The potential to craft new, systemic approaches to food systems that include a diverse array of stakeholders presents opportunities to help sustainably feed the world well into the future, the group said. The organization's frequent references to stakeholders refers to governments, companies, and so-called non-governmental organizations that are often funded by those same companies and governments. They are all working together on the issue. For instance, the WEF boasts that it has brought corporate giants such as Coca-Cola and Unilever on board in promoting a more sustainable future. The Rockefeller Foundation, which recently released a report on how to reset the table and transform the U.S. food system, is also a key player. The WEF's food innovation hubs around the world are set to be a major part of this global transformation. Speaking to the World Economic Forum on transforming food systems and land use at last year's Davos Agenda Week, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte announced that the Netherlands would host the Global Coordinating Secretariat of the World Economic Food Innovation Hubs. The Secretariat, he continued, will connect all other food innovation hubs that will be facilitating to create the partnerships we need. Neither the WEF nor the Rockefeller Foundation responded to requests for comment on their role in Agenda 2030 or the agricultural policies being pursued around the world. Other organizations and entities involved in the push include powerful tax-exempt foundations such as the Gates Foundation, the EU-style regional governments proliferating around the world, and various groups funded by them. Squeezing farmers and the food supply. All over the globe, UN SDG-aligned government policies are squeezing farmers, especially smaller, independent producers unable to absorb the added costs of added regulation and control. In Sri Lanka, celebrating UN sustainability ideas, now-ousted President Gotabaya Rajapaksa announced at the UN COP26 Climate Summit in 2021 that his government was banning chemical fertilizers and pesticides. Sri Lanka recently restricted the imports of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and weedicides due to public health concerns, water contamination, soil degradation, and biodiversity impacts, Rajapaksa told world leaders to widespread acclaim. Although opposed by entrenched lobbies, this has created opportunities for innovation and investment into organic agriculture that will be healthier and more sustainable in future, he added. In reality, even though they were promptly rolled back, the policies produced catastrophic food shortages, widespread hunger, and eventually a popular revolt that ousted the president and his government. In 2019, the socialist Sri Lankan government also partnered with the UN Environment Programme to launch the UN Global Nitrogen Campaign to promote UN-backed policies on nitrogen now proliferating worldwide. in the Netherlands, headquarters for the WEF's Food Innovation Hub Secretariat, authorities are imposing nitrogen policies that are expected to decimate the nation's highly productive agricultural sector. The plans also include widespread expropriation of farms. The expropriation plans of the cabinet are a downright declaration of war on the agricultural sector. Dutch Member of Parliament Gideon van Meijeren with the Forum for Democracy was quoted as saying in De Dagelijkse Standaard. Under false pretenses, farmers are being robbed of their land, centuries-old farms are being demolished and farmers' families are being totally destroyed. Experts warned of dangerous consequences stemming from such sustainability policies, including food shortages, skyrocketing prices, social unrest, and more. You can glimpse the green, sustainable future by beholding Holland and Sri Lanka now, Bonner Cohen, a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, told the Epoch Times. And yet the agenda is spreading rapidly. Just last week, Canadian federal authorities announced similar restrictions on fertilizers and nitrogen after a raft of restrictions on energy production, prompting outrage from provincial officials and farmers. In Ireland, the United Kingdom, and other European nations, various government efforts are also working to slash agricultural production under sustainability programs. Meanwhile, aside from continuing with policies that pay farmers not to grow food, the Biden administration is seeking to impose WEF-backed environmental, social, governance metrics and reporting on companies through the Securities and Exchange Commission. Farm associations and over 100 members of Congress argued that the plan would bankrupt small and medium farmers unable to comply with climate reporting requirements to do business with public firms, even as the world moves toward widespread food shortages. In part, experts say the insistence on these sorts of policies is because those imposing them are largely insulated from the damage they are causing. Global elites in government, transnational organizations, corporate boardrooms, well represented in the WEF, are so caught up in their climate virtue signaling, from which many hope to benefit financially through investments in green energy, that they are slow to notice that they are completely detached from reality, added the National Center for Public Policy Research's Dr. Cohen, who specializes in environmental issues. Few of those imposing regulations on farmers have ever set foot on a farm, he continued. By virtue of the power and wealth these people already have, they are shielded from the consequences of the misguided policies they impose on the rest of the world. That burden is borne by ordinary people around the world, about whom the Davos crowd and their partners in crime know nothing. Objective is to bankrupt independent farms, centralize control, experts. Dr. Sterling Burnett, who holds a doctorate in environmental ethics and leads the non-profit Heartland Institute's Arthur B. Robinson Center on Climate and Environmental Policy, explained that Sri Lanka's disaster offers a preview of what will happen to the United States and Europe if policymakers continue to follow the UN sustainability agenda. It's not a war on farming, it's a war on small farming and independent farmers, he told the Epoch Times in a telephone interview. It's a war in support of elite, large-scale agricultural industries. Even though the UN SDGs speak of helping small-scale food producers, Burnett argued that independent farms and ranches are in the UN's crosshairs to help consolidate control over the food supply. Policymakers are in the pocket of major corporate interests, including ConAgra, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, and others, he said. They would just as soon have all their small competitors put out of business, he said, echoing concerns expressed by numerous other experts. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, whose firm manages more money than any other company in the world, wants to impose his values on companies using other people's money, added Burnett. Fink, who serves on the board of the powerful Council on Foreign Relations and works closely with the WEF, is a key architect of the push to impose environmental, social, governance metrics on U.S. companies. This is the super-rich foisting their values on the rest of us, said Burnett, noting that they were happy to work with communists on the effort. As far as the World Economic Forum is concerned, you can't have a great reset if you don't reset the food supply, because food is necessary to everybody, he continued. Stalin recognized this. Whoever controls the food controls the people. Same with energy. As prices soar and farmers go bankrupt, major corporations in league with governments and international organizations will pick up the pieces. In the meantime, as seen recently in Sri Lanka, hungry people pushed to the brink are likely to react. "People were not starving on January 6," said Burnett, referring to the January 6, 2021, protest and rioting at the U.S. Capitol. "The supply chain crisis is happening, shelves are already going empty, and when people are hungry, they will not sit around and do nothing." American Policy Center founder and chief Tom DeWeese, a leading expert on and critic of UN notions of sustainability, warned that the war on farmers was part of a broader agenda to strip people of freedom. "Always in the past, when tyrannical forces wanted to rule the world, they built armies and invaded, broke things, killed people, and forced subjugation," he told the Epoch Times. "We are now dealing with a diabolical force that has figured out a way to get us to voluntarily surrender our liberties and help them subjugate us. What could be such a powerful tool?" "The threat of environmental Armageddon," DeWeese said, pointing to the man-made climate change narrative as the prime example. Quoting numerous UN officials and documents, DeWeese said the agenda was not to save the climate, but to transform the planet and centralize control over the populace. Aside from the UN and the WEF, major companies such as Vanguard and BlackRock are working to take over and control the food supply, he said. Already, a small handful of companies in which those two investment firms are top shareholders dominate the global food and beverage industry. By taking over the farming, they will control it all. "The goal is to have total control over food production," he said, noting that they seek to own all seeds and even grow synthetic meat in facilities already being backed financially by Bill Gates and other billionaires. Genetically engineered crops are high on the agenda, too. The UN, the WEF, and others are also moving forward with promoting insects and weeds as food. Across the Western world, insect protein production facilities are popping up rapidly. But it gets even darker, according to DeWeese. "If people are starving, they are much easier to subjugate," he observed, adding that depopulation and control over humanity have been on the agenda of global elites for decades. The so-called war on farmers also comes amid what critics have described as a government-backed war on energy that is affecting agriculture and virtually every other sector. This includes limiting energy exploration, shutting down power plants, charging special fees and taxes, and other policies that have resulted in rapidly rising costs across the Western world, though not in places such as China. The experts interviewed by the Epoch Times urged Americans to resist the war on farmers and UN-backed sustainability policies using a variety of means. These include political involvement, different shopping habits, finding alternative sources of food such as local farmers, and other measures. The UN did not respond to requests for comment.